Chapter 12. At the end of the day. It is my sincere wish and belief that you will have such an effective and successful structure in place to deal with the mood-dependent, mess-making, decisions your kid has made that you, as parents, will feel confident in immediately spotting and correcting any future behaviors that your kid may engage in that may hurt them or their future happiness. Let's just go over how you learn to do this. 1. Acknowledge your own feelings about finding out your kid is cutting. Fear, guilt, worry, sadness, regret, etc. And whatever feelings you feel, they are valid. So validate them. Even naming them is a form of validation. The thoughts you have that are derived from these feelings may or may not be valid. But we can't even assess that until you've regulated all of your emotions. Then we can remember you are not the only one whose kid cuts themselves, and there is help out there. 2, remember that cutting is a form of self-medicating, like any other form of self-medication. Drinking, drugs, shopping, overworking, binge eating, etc. Most humans engage or have engaged in some form of avoiding their intense and negative feelings, and coping tools can be taught to replace these current unhealthy coping mechanisms. 3, there are probably some things that are unknown to you causing distress in your kid that are contributing to their cutting behavior. You need to talk. And then listen to your kid and find out what those things are. Put yourself in their shoes and think of how hard it would be for you to be their age in the world today. What do you imagine you would struggle with? Ask them what struggles are unique to them. Have the courage to ask your kid what they are angry about and then listen to them when they answer, even if you are part of it. Know how lucky you are for them to even open up to you. 4, know that, depending on the kid, there are often options other than psychotropic medications. You'll want to assess with professionals what the options are for your kid and pick the best one. Medications may end up being one of the tools for helping your kid's recovery, but they are likely not the only option. Most kids who hurt themselves on purpose need to talk. 5, you now know that things probably are going to get pretty bumpy before they level out. Keep going. They will level out. Effective communication helps any emotionally charged situation. And if you need parenting help, it's out there. So go get it. 6, it is supremely important to shop around to get the right professional to work with your kid. You don't want someone who just says smart words. You want a clinician who listens and connects with your kid. Set up lots of appointments and ask your kid who they connected with and why. Then listen to their answer. When they pick, hold them to it. They're going to get help. End of story. This is too serious not to. 7, you now have a detailed plan to put in place in your home. This plan will make you feel informed and in control as parents and will make your kid or kids feel secure knowing what to expect in all circumstances involving your family's values and expectations. You will feel confident handling disciplinary situations with firmness and compassion, knowing that boundaries are the thing that make kids feel safe. The very best of luck to you and your family. I have seen lots and lots of kids emerge from a very similar situation to the hell your kid's in now, and they have become smart, confident, silly, articulate, creative, thoughtful, joyful leaders in their communities. They love and like themselves, and it shows. I am so proud of all of them. And I know your kid can be just like them.